Hey, it's John Canzano. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Make sure you subscribe. And thanks to all the listeners and all of our sponsors who help make the Bald-Faced Truth the number one sports radio show in Portland. Enjoy.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to the Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth.
Columnist and pro football editor for the Associated Press, Barry Wilner, joining us. How are you, sir?
I'm doing okay, and I didn't leave the game early. I had no choice.
What? Give me a feel, because I've covered Super Bowls. I've been in the press box for blowouts and good games. What was the feel at halftime as you're, you know, kind of milling around?
Oh, wow. It was. We didn't expect anything like that. We knew the Falcons were a very dangerous offensive team, but we didn't expect them to play so well defensively. And then when it went to 28-3, that's really where things, I think a lot of people were starting to write their leads, figuring that this game was over. But with the Patriots, it's never over.
Yeah, they left a crack in the door, and the Patriots blew it off the hinges. We're talking to Barry Wilner, columnist, pro football editor for the Associated Press. Barry, does the NFL need to look at its overtime rules? Will this spur more discussion? Because now we've awarded a championship without the Falcons touching the ball in overtime.
Yeah, I think it will. Part of the issue there is not so much football operations, but TV. Television doesn't want, during the regular season, games that can linger forever, you know, with very long overtime. And they don't want tie games either. So that becomes an issue during the regular season. But, you know, the NHL, it works pretty well the way hockey does it in the regular season, and they go back to their old, you know, play forever in overtime. I think that you do need some sort of a rule where both teams get the ball regardless of what happens on the opening drive. So, yeah, I'd agree with that.
This is obviously a Brady legacy game. He wins. Belichick wins. The Patriots fans win. What happens to the Falcons now?
That's a great question, because if you look at some of the teams that lose in Super Bowls, we just have to look back a year to the Falcons. It becomes very problematic trying to build back from it. And this is the most devastating kind of losses, too. I mean, there are a lot of people who believe the Falcons handed this game away as much as the Patriots came back and won it. That's pretty devastating. They're losing their offensive coordinator, who had done a great job during the season. There's a lot of holes that they may have to fill, but they're a young team. They've got good leadership. They've got a terrific head coach. I expect that they'll be a force for a while, but it's fair to say they may not be a force next season as they try to recover from this.
I kept saying, why didn't Kyle Shanahan run the football? Why don't they kick the field goal? What do you think happened there?
I think the philosophy is, and it should be, don't play for field goals against Tom Brady. But in that situation, I think they tried to depend too much on the league's MVP. I think in that situation, if you run the ball three times, you make the Patriots use their timeouts, and you kick the field goal, you're up 11 points with about 2.5 minutes left in the game. If the Patriots can come back and beat you from that deficit in that short of time, you don't deserve to win the game anyway. So I think that was the biggest error they made by trying to pass after not getting anywhere on the first run from the 22-yard line. And it wound up being devastating for them.
We're talking to Barry Wilner of the Associated Press. The Roger Goodell, Tom Brady, Deflategate thing, is it officially to rest? I mean, does this give closure to everybody?
It should, and the person it gives the most closure to is Tom Brady, because if that was even the slightest mark on his legacy, he used it as a motivator. And that's what the great athletes do. And one thing I want to say about Tom Brady, I wrote this today. He's won 25 postseason games. There are players in baseball, football, and hockey who would take that as a career. And this guy's done it in a format where you only play, you know, one game and you're out. So it's time to look at him. Not only is the greatest quarterback ever, he's got to rank up with the greatest athletes in any sport, and certainly the greatest winners.
When you looked back at this game, It goes to overtime. I mean, was there any doubt that New England's going to win the game at that point? And when they get down on the 2-yard line, I'm yelling, give it to Marshawn, and they throw a pass. I was like, what are you doing?
Well, I think they knew they were going to score at some point. Once they won the coin toss, I just started writing nothing but Patriots. The Falcons' defense was gassed. Unless the Patriots made a big mistake on the kickoff return, they were going to march down and win the game. So I don't think there's any doubt of it. But it's kind of odd how they win a lot of coin tosses, isn't it?
Yeah. that aside, best Super Bowl you've seen?
That's a tough one because it wasn't the most well-played. I like a game that's a little more back and forth rather than have a comeback. So, no, I would not say it's the best I've seen. I might go with Green Bay and Denver when Elway won his first one as the best. There's been a lot of good ones. There's been a lot of good ones recently, which is nice. But this is the most dramatic probably of all of them.
I look at Tom Brady's legacy. I grew up a Joe Montana fan, so I have a hard time. And I got to admit, I was kind of going, oh, man, he's going to beat Montana. You said it puts him not just in football, but across all sports. How is it that, when I look at he and Montana, neither one of those guys is a first-round pick. Both of those guys, you could say, are system guys, sure. But Brady's doing it with receivers that are very unremarkable.
Brady's not a system guy at all. The Patriots system has changed 3 times since he's been the quarterback. Maybe the defensive system stays somewhat the same, but no, he's not a... He's not. And, I think that Brady would have been a winner anywhere. That was just one of those. I mean, Terrell Davis went in the 6th round of the draft.
Yeah.
Just went in the Hall of Fame the other day. So my feeling is that was just a miscalculation by a lot of people seeing that Brady didn't play regularly all the time in Michigan. They thought he was a little bit slow in his drops. He did have mechanics he had to fix early on, but I think Brady would have won no matter where he wound up.
Barry Wilner, Associated Press. Before I cut you loose, the Niners and Kyle Shanahan, they make a mistake with him. Is there going to be some buyer's remorse today, or do they look at his overall body of work and go, this is a guy we had to have?
Let's talk about that in 2 years. I really can't answer that now, but I will say the most interesting thing to me is what he does with Colin Kaepernick. And if Kaepernick remains on the team, whether Kyle Shanahan can get him back to what he was when they made the Super Bowl. That's his biggest challenge right now, I would have to say.
All right, Barry Wilner, I appreciate you making time for us. I know you're busy. Great job on the Super Bowl.
All right, thanks.